A special guest is joining us again here on the Outdoor Show, Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine, just fine. We're entering the fall fun season.
Which is really weird. You know, a lot of people that don't realize in the sporting goods world, yes, you're selling hunting stuff right now, but you're actually planning on your buying for fishing stuff already for next spring.
Yep. It's interesting because once you're done with a season or you think you're done, you got to buy the stuff for next year already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in your neck of the woods, the western part of the UP. There was a walleye tournament, right?
Yep, on Lake Ogibbeck, the annual tournament. It was actually won by a guy over in your neck of the woods, I think. Vulcan? Is that over by you?
No, I believe that's down by Iron Mountain, if I remember.
Iron Mountain, okay. Iron Mountain, yep. Matter of fact, his name was Joe Mangini. But he won the $1,000 first prize with a 23-inch 3.62 pound walleye. And then the other one came in very close to that, 22.5, 19.5. The perch were all big.
Really?
13.5, 13, and 14. The bass were huge. And we're talking, one of them was the first on Friday was 19. A 3-pounder, and on Saturday was a 21-inch, 4.5-pounder.
Nice.
So they had to. The northern were not that impressive. There's a 31-incher on Friday and a 8-pounder on Saturday.
Hmm.
So they boated a lot of fish. Had some nice weather. But
water temps are probably just still too hot for really good bass or really good pike fishing yet.
Absolutely too warm. And, you know, we've had some storms come through, and I think that has really goofed it up a little bit. It's just the fishing is kind of tough right now.
Yeah, a little
so
tough.
So the water turns over, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue our conversation here with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. In our next Outdoor Report, where we'll switch over to hunting and talk about early bird reports and bear hunting reports, as they are a bear check station there. So stay tuned for part two, coming up later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.